Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Olectra Greentech Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amar Gaur from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Yusuf. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Axis Capital, I welcome you to the Q3 FY25 post-results conference call of Olectra Greentech Limited. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. B. Sharat Chandra, CFO, Mr. P. Hanuman Prasad, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, along with teammates from Finance and Strategy. I will now hand over the call to Mr. B. Sharat Chandra for his opening remarks, post which we can have the Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Sharat Chandra.
Thank you, Mr. Amar. A warm welcome to all of you who have joined us today for the Olectra Greentech earnings call for the quarter 3, 2024-25. We are taking as read the presentation which is put on our website, along with safe harbor statement thereon. We are pleased to state that the overall results of the quarter 3 and 9 months remain strong, with growth in our consolidated revenue and profitability. We have, till 31st December, cumulatively delivered about 2,448 electric buses and 51 electric tippers. I would like to present the key highlights of your company at a glance. Olectra buses have successfully covered more than 30 crore kilometers across the length and breadth of the country. Strong demand continues, with the company's net order book of electric buses stands at 10,224 numbers after delivering 282 buses in Q3 FY25. Notably, we unveiled our latest technology advancement, the Blade Battery technology, at the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025. With its cutting-edge design and exceptional energy density, the Blade Battery promises not only longer ranges but also the faster charging time, ultimately enhancing the performance, safety, and reliability. Our focus continues on increasing our manufacturing capacity and enhancing our technology capabilities, and we are constantly exploring new ways to improve, innovate, and push the boundaries of what is possible in the electric mobility industry, setting new benchmarks for the future. Now, I will begin with providing you the key highlights for Q3 consolidated financials. On a consolidated basis, the revenue for Q3 was at 515.37 crores, up by 51%. The company's EBITDA for Q3 reached an impressive 81.77 crores, marking a substantial growth of 46% as compared to the corresponding quarter of previous year. The PBT surged to 61.95 crores, a remarkable 83% increase from the previous fiscal of 33.84 crores. The PAT stands at 46.62 crores, up by 72% compared to the previous fiscal's 27.11 crores. The performance highlights for nine months: the top line was 1,352.98 crores, up by 56%. The company's EBITDA in nine months reached an impressive 217.97 crores, marking a substantial 53% increase compared to the previous year. The PBT surged to 158.63 crores, a remarkable 85% increase from the previous fiscal, 85.67 crores. The PAT stands at 118.52 crores, up by 86% compared to the previous fiscal, 63.76 crores. On a standalone basis, the revenue for Q3 was at 506.83 crores, up by 53%. The company's EBITDA for Q3 stood at 78.73 crores, a significant increase of 58% compared to the corresponding quarter of previous year of 49.84 crores. PBT for the Q3 on a standalone basis surged to 60.87 crores, a remarkable increase of 103% versus the previous year's quarter 3 of 29.92 crores. The PAT stood at 46.31 crores, up by a significant jump of 108% compared to the previous fiscal of 22.28 crores. The performance highlights on a standalone basis for nine months: the top line for nine months was 1,325.09 crores, up by 59%. The company's EBITDA reached an impressive 205.62 crores, marking a substantial 55% increase compared to the previous year's 132.64 crores. PBT surged to 153.93 crores, a remarkable 86% increase from previous fiscal 82.83 crores. The PAT for 9 months on a standalone basis stands at 115.25 crores, up by 86% compared to previous fiscal 61.96 crores. Thank you, and over to the Axis team for the Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Banshee Mundra from BSM Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Greetings to you for a blockbuster quarter. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, sir, for this con call. So, sir, basically I'll divide my questions in just two parts. What target are we seeing in 2025 or 2026 for the top line? And for the capex is done, what revenue are we expecting from that, and what other revenue are we expecting?
To answer your first question, for 24-25, we are expecting the target to be around 1200 numbers. And for 25-26, we have already indicated earlier in the previous call where we are targeting a conservative number of 2,500 numbers. We are actually ramping up the installed capacity to about 5,000 numbers. And by quarter four earnings call, we will have a clear clarity on what could be the guidance for the next financial year. As of now, we are indicating about 2,500 numbers. As far as the capex is concerned, see, basically we have a large order book of about 10,200 plus numbers. To meet these order execution, we have actually put up a new plant where the construction on phase two is in advanced stage of progressing at the advanced stage. And to initially, we have a capacity built about 200 buses per month, where we are targeting to increase to about 400 buses per month. So the revenue, so the capex, we have actually planned to take a debt of about 500 crores. So to meet these the revenues, I hope I have clarified.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gaurang from Utility Unified. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes. Please proceed.
Yeah, congratulations for the Q3 numbers. I have a couple of questions. First, in terms of the order book, you mentioned that the order book is of 10,200 buses odds. So just to understand the value of these buses, I have jotted few numbers. So basically, from Mumbai BEST buses, we have some 5,000 buses order, and which are basically 12-meter AC buses, which should be around 1.75 CR in cost. Then we have MSRTC order, which is 2,800 are electric coach buses. And we have 9-meter MSRTC, which would be around 2,350 number buses. So I've just done some calculation, wherein I've arrived at number in terms of value to be around 20,000 crores. So am I right in projecting those numbers?
Mr. Gaurang, actually I need to clarify. See, basically these numbers, the average sales realization, if you look at the sales mix currently, it's about 1.5 crores. If you look at 9 meters, 12 meters and coach all put together. So when we talk about these kind of large numbers the pricing is definitely will be variable. It all depends on factors like what could be the cost, and these orders are going to be executed in the next 24 to 30 months. So in that scenario, based on the cost factor, both we and our customers will mutually agree for a price. As of now, the average price is about 1.5. You can take 1.5 as a ballpark and then have the numbers.
Yes, it comes to around 15 to 16,000 crores.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for the answer. Yeah, so my next question is, recently Chief Minister's Office of Maharashtra had tweeted that there is an MOU of 3,000 crores which was signed between Olectra EV and Devils. So my question is this related to the battery energy storage system investment which MD sir spoke about few months back?
Yeah, 1 second, I'll Mr. Hanuman clarify.
Hi, Mr. Gaurav. Actually, yeah, as a part of business development, we are exploring the various opportunities. This is just an expression of our interest into that different kind of business or extension of the electric vehicle related issue. Maybe appropriate time, once a concrete decision taken from the board perspective, we'll come back to the shareholders.
But is it vehicle related or is it battery storage related?
Both, it combines.
Okay. Yeah. And my last question, so what is the current status of the factory? Like, are the automatic robots in place so that the factory gets totally autonomous?
So basically, we have placed the orders and we are expecting the machinery in about next 3 to 4 months, about 6 months' time. So phase one is with robotics and the phase two is with robotics. So it may take about 6 months' time to get all the machineries in place.
And if I may know, which company's robots are we thinking of? Is it ABB?
As of now, actually, we will not be able to deliberate.
Fanu, Koka, all the machines.
1 minute, just I'll just indicate the vendor names.
So we are discussing with all the major robotic players like Fanuc, Koka and all other top robotic players. I think we have answered your question.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for answering. Yeah. Wishing you well for the next quarters. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So, just wanted to re-clarify, I mean, this year we are targeting 1,200 buses, right, in terms of delivery, and next year 2,500 conservatively, right?
Correct.
And what was the number in this third quarter?
Third quarter, we did about 282, and cumulatively, we did about 753.
Cumulatively, we did about 753. So in the last quarter, we are expecting around 450 kind of a number, right?
Yeah, that is the target we are targeting to reach about 1,200.
Understood. And how should we one look at margins? I mean, last two quarters, our margin has been quite stable at 15.5%. So in the near term, we expect this margin to continue?
In the near term, we expect the same margins, but over a period of time, as I think I've clarified in the past, with respect to the numbers, in terms of value, we see a significant growth in value, but over a period of time, the margins could be around 10-12%.
Okay. Yeah. That you have mentioned over the longer term, maybe we expect a margin at 12%, right? But in near term, this 15-15.5% kind of a margin is sustainable.
Correct. It all depends on the product mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also.
Yeah, fair. And this entire 15,000 to 16,000 crores, we are expecting to execute in next 2-2.5 years, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, so considering this, I mean, your volume target of 2,500 looks conservative, right? I mean, for the next year, ideally should be...
As I mentioned to the first investor, so we will have more clarity when we come back for the Q4 earnings call. Mm-hmm. So as of now, conservatively, we would like to keep the number at 2,500. And once we have more clarity by Q4 earnings call, we will like to give the customized guidance.
Okay, fair enough. And just one last thing on the debt side, by when we are looking to, increase the debt of 500 crores that you mentioned?
Next, maybe 4-5 months.
So in FY20?
Basically, the plant and machinery part where we are yet to incur.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yet to draw down for the plant and machinery.
Correct, correct. So in 4 to 5 months, I mean ideally in first quarter of or second quarter of FY26.
Correct.
Okay. And what is the total capex amount you mentioned? I missed that number.
The total capex is we are estimating around about 750 crores, including the land cost.
Okay. Out of this 750, we are looking 500 crores through debt and remaining 250 crores to internal accruals?
Yeah, yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be it from my side. Thank you so much. All the very best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Praful Rai from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Sir, hi, I'm Praful. Congrats for great set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. The first is, is there a bottleneck or some kind of a glitch on supply side that we are facing, which is leading to a lower than expected production at our end? We keep hearing all kinds of things. Therefore, I just wanted you to help us with the way we should be thinking about this particular issue. That is one. Second, on the buses, we are selling the buses on a wet lease basis or dry lease, whatever. So there is an intermediate vehicle which is financing that. Is there any issue on the financing side of these buses? Because that becomes heavy as and when we supply more of these buses. That is question number two. And third is that when this increased capacity is going to come in, capacity come in place in terms of when we can start producing buses? These are the three questions I have, sir. Thanks.
The first question, as you're all aware, we are in continuous process of streamlining the production as we are ramping up our operations with the new plant. And while we are, our initial guidance was about 1,500 numbers, now we now foresee a revised target about 1,200 numbers for this year. This adjustment reflects our commitment to prioritizing the quality and operational efficiency over sheer volume. The production numbers in the first three quarters have set a solid base, and with the upcoming ramp-up of our new state-of-the-art facility, we are well positioned to achieve this revised target. We remain fully committed to scaling even more effectively in the coming quarters and continue to deliver a sustained growth and creating a long-term value for our investors. As far as the business model, I think you are aware, it's a GCC model, and various EV trans SPVs are incorporated to meet the requirements of various states. So I think in the past also we have mentioned the latest two big orders of 5,150 buses and 2,400 plus 25%, about 3,000 buses, as well as 2,100. Almost all these three major orders, these sanctions are in place. A couple of projects, we almost it reached the final documentation stage, and the last project, its documentation will be taken up shortly. So the financial closures are in place, so we don't foresee any major challenges as far as the financing is concerned. With regard to capacity, as we have indicated in the past, we have built about 2,500 numbers, about 200 numbers per month, which we are ramping up to about 5,000 numbers in the near future. Over a period of 1 year, we want to ramp up to about 10,000 numbers.
Sir, one question probably, I just wanted to help us with that. We keep hearing that there is some kind of a supply issue on the battery side of it from China, and some stabilization on the chassis manufacturing setup. Can you just help us with, because this battery thing, some other companies have also come and talked about. So are we having any such issues, or probably these issues are past and we are able to ramp up now?
We don't have any battery issues. As far as we are concerned, we don't have battery issues. So we are working, as I think we have indicated, we have a strong R&D team. We keep working on introducing new models, and localization is a continuous process.
Okay. I think this is very helpful, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Sameer Deshpande, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, congratulations, sir, for good numbers. I would like to know the production capacity currently. You mentioned is about 2,400 annually, and the Hyderabad plant, in our presentation, it mentions 5,000. So you mentioned how soon it will be touching 5,000?
Yeah, 5,000 numbers we are in about next 4 to 6 months time we are going to touch.
4 to 6 months time. And in the last quarter, I think we had sold 315 buses.
Correct.
And in this quarter, we sold about 282. So
actually,
current run rate, it seems to be around 300. So we are targeting 1,200 for the current year.
Yes, correct.
Or do we expect to be better off in the March quarter because of the government budgets, etc.?
Nothing. Actually, there's no as such impact from the budget side. So basically, as I mentioned to fellow participants, we are in the continuous process of streamlining the production as we are ramping up the operations as a new setup. And in quarter three, we were focused on delivering higher value CX2 models. And this allowed us to increase our top line revenue even with slightly lower production volumes. Meanwhile, we have invested time in optimizing our production processes and scaling up our supply chain to ensure smoother execution for execution of larger orders of different models in the near future. So we expect both the production volume and the revenue to grow substantially, ensuring sustained value for all stakeholders.
Okay. And since we are mentioning 1,200 buses for the year and we have achieved some 750 odd, so as someone has mentioned, the last quarter, the best can be 450 odd, and which will be significantly higher than 280 in this quarter.
We basically, our target is about 400 EVs in this quarter, 400 plus EVs. We are actually expecting, based on all the parameters, we are expecting to meet this target. But as I said, this is as of now, this is what we are targeting, and we want to break the Q4 with all the previous quarter numbers. That is, if we do that, it will be our strongest quarter. So we are targeting to do this. We'll try our best.
Okay. And that is fine. Now the product in India, currently, I think there are a few manufacturers along with you. And which company has the largest market share in terms of the electric vehicle, electric buses supplying to the government? Are we the largest one?
Yes, yes. Basically, as I think I've, in my introductory note, I mentioned about our numbers in terms of cumulative supply as well as kilometers.
Yes.
So our buses on Indian roads, we have crossed more than 30 crore kilometers. And by far, this is the highest actually compared to anybody in the market. And about 2,500 electric vehicles we have supplied to 31st December 2024. In terms of both the supply number as well as the number of kilometers, by far we are the largest.
And in the last call, you had mentioned about the AMC which we received per e-bus.
Correct.
What is the revenue that generated in this quarter or in this financial year compared to the last year?
Compared to last year, our revenue from AMC is about 5% of the total top line. So that means about 1353 crores, about 5%, about 65 to 70 crores is our AMC income. And compared to last year, it has doubled almost.
Yeah,
1.5 times more than last year. As the fleet increases, the revenue AMC revenue from AMC service is likely to go up.
Yes, as our captive total number it goes up, it will be significantly because 5% is fixed. So when our volumes grow, if it is 2,000 crores, it will be 100 crores per annum or whatever.
So it is not 5% fixed. As of now, the AMC income is about 5%. So as we progress, we expect the 5% to improve because the fleet, if it goes about 10,000 numbers, the revenue contribution could be slightly better than 5%. But overall, yes, what you are saying rightly, it could be around 5% on a larger revenue base.
That is a very good steady source of income, and maybe in next 1-2 years, it can be significant income also. And including our operating margin target continues to be this. Or it can be higher.
In absolute terms, it will be higher, definitely. But in percentage terms, over a longer tenure and with larger volumes, we expect that to stabilize around 12%.
But currently it continues to be 15 plus, and maybe after 1-2 years it will come down to, because when the volumes go up significantly.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bala Murli Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. What is the reason for this drop in the number of buses produced in this quarter? We are expecting a little bit higher number, but surprisingly we see that number was dropped from the last quarter.
Yeah, Mr. Baramurli, I think this is the same question I've been asked by the other investors as well. I think we have tried to clarify. Maybe to summarize, as you are aware, we are in continuous process of streamlining the production as we are ramping up the operations in the new plant. And this adjustment reflects our commitment to prioritizing quality and operational efficiency over sheer volume. And the production numbers in the first three quarters have set a solid base. And with the upcoming ramp up of the new state of the facility, we are well positioned to achieve this revised target, as well as in the coming future, we continue to deliver sustained growth. That is what our vision, and creating a long-term value for our investors.
Okay, sir. So then, regarding the order book, so since a long time we have not won any order, so we are still sitting with this BS, BEST and MSRTC orders only. So in from PM Eseva, we could not able to capture any share from the PM Eseva tenders. So what is the pipeline of tenders as of now? We participated and it's waiting for the awarding of tender, and what could be the number? Could you please clarify on this?
As you rightly said, currently we have an order book of 10,200 plus buses. We haven't stopped our participation in the new e-bus tenders. We are active. Recently we have participated in HRTC Northwest Karnataka tenders. And while our current order book is substantial, the current commissioning of the new plant is geared up precisely to ensure we meet the future demand seamlessly. And as you rightly said about the PME Seva, I'd like to ask my colleague to clarify.
So, as rightly said by Sharan sir, we are under negotiations for the tenders of HRTC as well as NW Karnataka. HRTC about 330 buses, and NW is about 350 buses, and we have good order book of 10,200 buses. And in recent PM Eseva, the players are announced as L1, but the rates yet to be finalized, and as well as the LOA yet to be issued.
So in the PM Eseva, one of the tenders we are L1, right?
So PM Eseva, we are not L1. We have a separate orders from HRTC and Northwest Karnataka. We are where we are L1, we are negotiating.
Understood. So other than these tenders, any other big tender we have participated in is under pipeline?
No, these are the two which are in pipeline, and we have significant order book to execute, more than 10,000 numbers.
So, what is the current month run rate, sir? How much buses produced in this month?
See, basically month on month, being price sensitive, we are not giving any guidance. Only quarter guidance we have been giving, and then we have given the revised target of about 1,200 numbers this quarter four, over a full year, and quarter, which includes about 400 plus numbers for quarter four.
Oh, okay, fine. But the thing which we are worried is actually some of our competitors are sitting with some higher capacity, and they are able to execute the orders very quickly, as they have already 5,000 bus capacity. But being a 10,000 backlog is continuing since a long time, as the order execution is on the low side, and we are not able to add any further orders to the order book. Significant orders, not small, 300-400 will be cool, will be okay. So this will at one point of time maybe will be behind the competitors. It seems like that. What is your take on that?
Basically, we are focusing on our business and we are seeing sustained growth over the last several quarters, and we continue to strive to have a sustained growth in the near future as well. And as in the initial note, I mentioned about working on new technologies. As far as we are concerned, we are pioneering bringing new technologies. With the advancement of technologies, we are confident that our product will definitely stand in the market compared to anybody. So, and as far as the, so continuously we have been growing. So there are, and we are definitely striving to have a business growth in a, on a sustained manner.
Okay, so that's all. Thanks for me.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ravindra, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Ravindra, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, my question is answered from the previous call. Yeah, that was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Just would like to understand the AMC. How does it happen? Are you having AMC for all the buses supplied? It starts after how many periods warranty, and do they have the option to take their own management of a vehicle fleet, or everything comes to you for some certain duration? Can you share some thoughts on that? And second question is, this capex which you said is for increasing to 5,000, that's 400 per month. And but you said that overall plan is to reach from 400 to 800, that's almost 10,000 a year. So what will be capex for that? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. See, our business model is gross cost contract, wherein as an OEM, our scope is to manufacture and deliver the buses and take care of the after sales service. So this is how the model is structured, and typically the project duration is about 12 years, and for the entire 12 years, Olectra is responsible to take care of the maintenance. Based on mutual agreement between the fleet owner and Olectra, we fix the price per kilometer, and based on number of kilometers run, the revenue is recognized. So as far as the warranty is concerned, that is the part and parcel of the AMC arrangement, so wherein we have back-to-back warranties with our vendors for a specific period and specific kilometers. And as far as the capex is concerned, as you rightly said, about the initial capacity of about 400 buses, we will be incurring this capex outlay, and the civil part is taken care in this outlay. And as far as the balancing equipment is concerned, we expect maybe about 100 to 200 crores to increase to 10,000 numbers.
That's good to hear. But the AMC, can you share, do we have, because actually so far we have supplied 2,500 buses by him, correct? So maybe by this time, even if it's the first year without AMC, I assume that's the minimum duration after which AMC will start. So the next flow should every quarter keep increasing by whatever sales has happened 6 months back, or 1 year back, and that should be the flow to keep adding, right?
Yeah, as the bus fleet increases, the supply increases, within the month after the buses are in operation, the AMC income starts as a, based on the actual kilometers run by the fleet. So as the fleet number increases, the AMC income also proportionately increases.
So for 12 years, they will remain aligned with us, and they have, after that, they will have the choice to take somebody else, right?
if at all they want somebody independently sets up the AMC.
Basically, after 12 years, the contract gets extended. We have not actually, do not have any plans beyond the 12-year period as of now.
Yeah, we are just, I'm just assuming some hypothecation, so that's why I was trying to put some terminal value. Anyway, nice to hear. Maybe some more questions, I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sudhakar Rao from Transparent Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone.
Sir, your voice is very low. Please use your handset.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
go
good
ahead.
Evening, sir.
Yeah, I could log in very late, so please bear with me if I am repeating any of the questions. First of all, congratulations for launching the new bus with blade battery technology. Okay, now coming to the numbers for this quarter, I was expecting much better numbers on sequential basis, but it did not happen. I think many of my previous speakers must also be perturbed by this not ramping up the production on expected lines. And even the last quarter, you had said that we'll be doing at least 1,000 in the second half of the year, but that still seems to be not possible as of now. So that can answer me. And the next question is, when will the fully automated robotic plant be ready? Because it is high time, even the contract, EPC contract to Mega was given in way back in July 23 with a completion period of targeted 12 months. Should have been over by July 24. I wonder it's 1.5 years and MEL is, they are masters in executing huge projects and they are not done for its own subsidiary. Any reason in procurement, your robotic AI-based machinery or any other reason? Please, you could clarify on that.
Yeah. So, basically, your first question, we have clarified to, I think, 2-3 investors. Again, we will clarify. So, as you are aware, we are in continuous process of streamlining the production as we are ramping up the operations in the new plant. While the initial guidance was about 1,500 EVs for this year, we now foresee a revised target of about 1,200. And this adjustment reflects our commitment to prioritizing quality and operational efficiency over sheer volume. And as you are seeing rapidly, on a sustainable basis, we have been growing. And we would like to keep this sustained growth and creating long-term value for our investors. We are fully committed. And the production numbers for the first three quarters have set a solid base. And with the upcoming ramp-up, we are well positioned to achieve this revised target. This quarter, we have invested time in optimizing our production processes and scaling up our supply chain to ensure smoother execution for significantly larger orders in the near in the future. And as far as the plant capex is concerned, the civil work, as far as MEL target is concerned, the civil construction for phase 2 is in advanced stage. We expect that to be completed in next 3 to 4 months. As far as fully automatic robotic is concerned, it may take about 6 months time because we have negotiated with vendors and then we are in advanced stage of placing the orders. So, and it will take about 6 months time for setting up the plant. The phase one plant is a conventional one. The phase two is with robotic.
What is the capacity of phase 1?
It's about 200 numbers per month, about 2,500 numbers. The civil is almost getting ready and the BMP will be reaching about 5,000 numbers in the next 4-5 months time.
The 200 per month is the same as the old unit at Jerchala that was shifted. That was also about 1,500, I think. 1,500, 2,000.
No, it was not for 200 numbers, it was about 1,500.
So it, this addition of new capacity is in phases or separate lines for each unit or how is it?
We have actually two body shops
body shop 1 and body shop 2. One of the body shop where we partially commenced the operations in this year. The other body shop is in advanced stage of getting completed.
I wish it was hurried up because already we have huge orders and competitors are delivering more numbers, and already we have incurred about 2 crores of penalties for delay. My worry is will it enter? Hope it won't end up in cancellation or anything like that. Okay, coming to my other question. The government of Maharashtra has announced that at its Davos meet that it has entered into an MOU for with Olectra to invest up to 3,000 crores in EV-related projects. Is this BYD passenger car unit that is being planned?
Sudhakarji, this is Hanuman here.
Yeah.
I think it is nothing to do with the BYD's car facility. And as a part of business exploring the further opportunities, yes, we registered our expression of interest with the in the form of non-binding MOU, which is related to EV business only.
So your answer may be similar to my other question. In the last AGM, our CMD spoke about the company's plans to diversify into battery energy storage systems, BESS.
Yes.
And incidentally, at Davos, MEL has signed an MOU with Telangana government for investing up to 3,000 crores for setting up a BESS. Am I correct in guessing that it will be done by Olectra?
I think from the MEL side, what they have signed, actually, I think we have no role. And coming to the second part of your question, as a part of exploring the business opportunities, we are striving to know. Obviously, we have to know what is the opportunities and financial and operational feasibility. Once we get the clear-cut reports, actually, board will take final call and appropriate time we'll come back to the investors.
Okay. Lastly, as you are aware, this is a silver jubilee year for the company.
Yes.
So the best way for you to reward all the long-term shareholders who have been eagerly waiting for your ramping up of production and etc. It would be best to reward them by achieving your full capacity of 10,000 crores, 10,000 buses in this year at least.
Sure, Jim, we noted, and as you are aware, we are striving to move forward in that direction only. I hope you understand.
That is your best reward. Please, if the promoter also listens to the shareholders' hopes, maybe it will be good.
Noted your good work. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gaurang from Utility Unified. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So recently in Delhi, we launched the BYD Blade battery technology, and I was listening to the interview of our MD sir, KB Pradeep sir, wherein he mentioned that the bus can travel approximately 500 to 700 kilometers. So are we going to use this same technology for electric trucks as well?
See, as of now, basically, we are in the process of now homologation. It will take about 6 months' time. Initially, to start with, we will be introducing buses. So at appropriate time, once we have more clarity, we will come back to the investors.
Okay, so are we going to use this BYD Blade technology in this 10,200 buses order that you mentioned?
We have to basically come back, because after we complete our homologation, which may take about 6 months' time. So it's a business decision which we may have to take.
Okay, and I'm assuming this would be a perfect product fit for Freshbus, who is one of your customers into intercity business. So have they shown any interest in this particular technology?
We will come back at appropriate time, because a lot of private players, we have been receiving continuous inquiries because of the advancement in technologies and because of the larger number of kilometers which it can run on a single charge. So a lot of inquiries have been received, and we received a very, very humongous response and from inquiries from our visitors. we are confident that this platform will definitely enhance to build our presence in the private segment, as you rightly said.
Yes, yes. It's going to be the USP because I am studying the competitors and no one has this excellent technology of going so long, like 500 to 700 kilometers. So I think it's going to be the USP, and the earlier that we get into this, it will be beneficial for us. So my last question is with respect to electric tippers. And in the last quarter, I had mentioned about Borivali-Thane tunnel, which is being constructed by MI Mega Engineering, basically. And I had shared one article where they had said that more than 1,000 to 1,500 tippers would be required. So have we got in touch with their team in terms of if we can deploy electric trucks for that project?
So as of now, actually, it has not progressed. It remains status quo. So we keep exploring, and we are doing continuous demos and trials at various project sites. We hope to receive orders in the near 6 months, 1 year. And our R&D team has been working on introducing various other products in the truck segment. At appropriate time, we will come back, and then we will, as the traction happens, because as of now, as you are aware, the traction, it is a nascent stage. So adoption from conventional to EV in truck segment is taking more time. So we expect the traction to happen near 6 months to 1 year.
Okay, and any order book that we have for electric tippers right now?
Come again?
Do we have any orders for electric tippers in hand?
So as of now, we are receiving a lot of inquiries. We have been doing a lot of trials. As of now, the orders, the inquiry to order has to fructify, we are expecting in the next 6 months' time.
Okay, that is good to know. Thank you so much for answering, and wish you all the best for the last quarter. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Saji John from Geojit Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for good set members. Sir, actually, my question is regarding any order that you participated and you could not become an L1 bidder.
Mr. John, it is not clear, actually.
Yeah. Am I audible? Hello? Hello?
Slightly better.
Yeah, sir, my question is regarding any order book, any order that you have participated in and you could not win that order, maybe you cannot become the L1 bidder.
It's a continuous process. So we have been bidding there are competitors in the market. So wherever we could not get the orders, the others have won the orders. So, but the opportunity for EV segment is quite enormous, as we have discussed in the past. So, we have actually a hedge in terms of technology compared to others. As of now, as our buses have clocked more than 30 crore kilometers on Indian roads.
So if I ask you, sir, on the EPM Seva services, that we, any order that we have missed?
1 minute. My colleague will clarify on the EPM Seva.
Sir, as you see, we have been bidding strategically by keeping the good margins in mind for the both Voletra as well as for the our strategic partner, Evetrans Private Limited. So we have good orders in place, and as a continuous process, we will be winning few tenders, and we will be L2 or L3 in few tenders. So this particular EPM E-Seva, we haven't won any orders. But if you see in the previous orders in the EST or MSRTC, the largest orders we have won. And we are also in L1 for few other tenders also in market. Yeah. I have answered your question.
Okay, fair enough, sir. So my next question is regarding the order book, the current order book that we have. Around in 2023, like if I go by the numbers, like around you have around 8,000 kind of orders that you have total, but and you could only execute only around in 12 to 18 months that you need to execute. So like how much is that penalty like we have to be incurred like going forward?
I think we have discussed in the past, so we have clarified. We would like to clarify again. So basically, this industry, EV industry is at a nascent stage, and there are under this GCC model, the scopes and responsibilities are defined, wherein the operating company which has won the order has to deliver the buses, and from the STU side, they need to arrange depot space and charging electric power connections. So these are the two scope of work. And for example, in the case of a large order like MSRDC, almost 200 depots are required to be opened. So it's a continuous process. They need to allocate space and create the depot space, and accordingly we will manufacture and supply. So, and it is mutually beneficial. Yeah, it's mutually beneficial for both the STU as well as the HUCs, as it is operationally in terms of revenues, it is highly remunerative for the STUs. As of now, no penalties have been charged to Electra.
So I mean, there is a scope of negotiation is there, right?
Yes, correct, absolutely.
Yes, okay. So on the truck side, sir, you don't have any sales for this quarter, right, sir?
As of now, we have not actually sold any truck tipper this quarter. We expect orders to come in the next 6 months to 1 year, as we are doing a lot of trials and demos across various project sites of infra companies. And the inquiries are, fructification of inquiry into an order, we hope in next 6 months to 1 year.
Okay, so next year is where you will be having more numbers coming into the work, right, sir? The next year, right? That we can hope that you will be delivering on your orders.
Yes, correct.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Varun Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
So I think congratulations for the great set of numbers, and I think the whole Electra team has to be appreciated and congratulated, because I remember 2020 we did around 200 crores of sales or revenue a year, and probably we will touch 2000 crores this year. Hope so. So I think our team should be appreciated for that. So having said that, I have a couple of questions, and I think you already have clarified. But again, this HRTC tender, it is the same tender which we got L1 3-4 months back, and still we haven't got the order?
Yes, correct. You are right.
So my question is that how it is working out? Even when we say L1, we are, that is lowest bidder on price point. Then they have further negotiation and they are taking 3-4 months just to give an order. Is it, my understanding is correct?
Yes.
Okay, and same is the case with your Karnataka tender.
Not just Karnataka.
In Northwest Karnataka also, the tender is recently opened. We were L1, and currently the order is under negotiation.
Perfect. Okay, my last question. In this last 1 year, I don't know if I am correct or not, but it seems that the government orders, the pace has become slow. If you remember that CSL tender, the big one, I think 3,800 buses, it started last Feb. We have again on Feb now from tomorrow, and it has not closed. Any reason government has gone slow, or how the overall scenario is looking from the government side? And adding to it, how many tenders or how many buses are we, like, we have already submitted the bids? These are the two questions.
I think as of now, I think if you ask us about 30,000 plus buses orders has been finalized in India, and we have won about 12,000 buses till date, out of which we have delivered more than 2,400 buses, and we have, as of now, we have about 10,200 buses order. And if you like you said, the CESL and other orders which came at later stage, which are various STUs, has, various OEMs has participated in those tenders, and those tenders are not yet finalized because of multiple reasons. There were no, few OEMs are asking for the payment security mechanisms, and few OEMs are in payment security mechanism where government need to confirm the or give a guarantee on the payment. So due to these kind of issues, the finalization of LOIs and signing of agreements were pending.
Got it. So how many tenders we have already submitted the bids? Like if you have a ballpark number, 1, 2, 10, or the number of buses we have submitted?
since the inception of the company, inception of Emerge division,
which we have now submitted, which are not we have received, which is under submission and in progress.
Okay, which is under submission and progress is, like I said, yeah. HRTC, yes, we have submitted and we are waiting for the final negotiation to happen. And we have we are L1 in NW Karnataka, and there are other tenders and there is a 140 bus tender from Nawaraipur, and there is a tender for 500 buses from IRT, and there is a recently quoted tender from Rajasthan State STU, which is about 200 buses, and there is a tender from UPSRTC, which is NCC, and all the OEMs in the country are asking this to convert to GCC. Yeah, these are the tenders which are.
So we have Mr. Varun Gupta waiting for the answer.
Yeah, Mr. Varun, we have answered, I think.
I think I have answered the question, and thank you so much. All the best for next quarter, and I hope we touch 2,000 crore this year. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you a lot
for your nice words.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, we thank all the shareholders who have participated and have been very supportive in your company's growth journey, and the patience and the faith reposed in your company. And we expect good growth in both in terms of consolidated revenue and profitability in this financial year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.